listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the B-side slash technical difficulties. I'm Matt.
And I'm Alexander Andrews.
And we got a special guest for you tonight.
I'm Leah.
And she doesn't have a microphone.
No, I want to try and find one for her after during the break. But
yeah.
Sorry.
Leah's a little sick.
What do you got? You got the flu?
Probably a cold.
A cold? Oh, okay. I don't know. I was at Bailey's today and there were like people wearing masks.
Wearing masks?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are you sick too going to Bailey's?
No, I have like a poison ivy rash.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I don't know. I think I got it at Cornell. Those dirty Cornell people gave me a rash.
You got Cornell again this weekend?
No. Like, I got it like Monday, like after our show, it showed up. So
Okay.
Yeah. Recap to last Monday. We had a great show.
We did.
I don't really remember much, but we had a great show.
Did you? How was your weekend, Alex?
Good. I went to my other friend's school up in Massachusetts. I can't say the state name without saying a bad word. Massachusetts. Yeah, I went there. Had a good time. What about you guys?
It was good. Oh.
My family was here for family weekend.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. We had some bagels.
Ooh.
We did trivia.
New Jersey bagels or?
Wegmans bagels.
Oh, Wegmans bagels.
But they got good bagels at Wegmans.
Oh, they do?
Don't knock it until you try it. Because I got to say, I was a little skeptical. As someone from New Jersey, bagels are, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
But I was happily surprised. We got a special surprise for you, Alex, tonight. Actually, I haven't heard this song either.
Okay, but it's special.
But it's by the one and only band Lucas and Corey, who, if you don't know, which you definitely don't, one of which is Ben Gordon.
What?
Yeah, Ben Gordon emailed. If you're listening, you don't know Ben Gordon is. He graduated last year. He is the old general manager of this here radio station.
Did a great job.
Did a great job. Fantastic job. Love Ben Gordon. Send all our love out to him. I get an email from him today that's saying, I got this new project out. You should check it out. Put it on your Robo DJ. Play it on the shows.
Ah, using his influence.
So, yeah. Using his clout. So here, this is the first song that we're going to play. It's called, it's the closing track on their new album, which is called Don't Know a Soul or Flat Fix. And this is the song Silliest Drummer.
Do you know, is this like a whole new band he found out wherever he is?
I think it's just him and this other guy that have been making songs. I don't know if it's a band per se.
Okay.
It's not his high school band. It's not, yeah, that was Dolly's Parton.
Dolly Parton's.
Let's check it out.
And let's find a mic.
Oh, I gotta plug in my computer here so that we get sound from it.
Why did someone do that? Oh, maybe someone was playing some live sets in here.
Oh.
We should do that.
Play a live DJ set?
Yeah. Well, like live like music set. I'll bring my guitar. Oh. You could sing. I know, like, two chords. Play a power chord. Yeah. All
right, let's hit it.
I couldn't keep mine, didn't lie about the surgery, but wish we had talked in advance. Something about bus rides through the Midwest, looking at the mountains on the way. wish I had the chance. 'Cause you're in Ohio and I'm in New York while you're popping a Xanax. Sleeping on tour, I'll be on my computer. You'll hit triplets before, just like Art Blakey. These releases, Kenny Clarke and Max Roach. My Ella Fitzgerald thesis, your mom teaching tuba. Laugh together for hours. Buses from Portland to Boston, dug through scriptures, just trying to figure out why love sours. 'Cause you're in Ohio and I'm in New York while you're popping a Xanax and sleeping on tour. I'll be on my computer, you hit triplets before, just like Art Blakey did. Is this all in my head? Oh, I wrote the wrong song. You played the wrong chords. Oh, you're so energetic. I've been here before, spending every waking moment on being ignored by the silliest drummer. Away, such a bummer in store.
And we are back. We're just going to do a quick mic check real real fast here.
Hello.
I don't think that's working.
No. Because I was getting, like, when I was smacking it, I was getting some pickup on the white mic. Oh.
Yeah, it does seem like it wants to come out of the... Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting this audio. Huh.
Test.
You want to come up here? You can be on my mic. So, once again, shout out to Ben Gordon.
Yay, Ben.
And Lucas and Corey. We wish you the best of luck in your musical endeavors.
I enjoyed it.
I like that song.
Very casual.
It was fun.
There's a train going by.
There is.
It's a rare occurrence.
You ever think you're a train and they're like, where are the train tracks?
Well, normally I know where they are.
They're by the bridge.
Yeah, they're over the water.
You can hear it from all the way by the bridge?
Yeah.
Well, especially when there's no trees, like no leaves, you can see right at it from like outside the courts.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's pretty crazy how loud they are.
Yeah. That was so once again, that was Silliest Drummer by Lucas and Corey. You can hear it coming soon on our Radio DJ playlist. We're going to add it to that. So
on Spotify. That,
check it out on Spotify. Check it out on Bandcamp. Check it out on Apple Music. It's legit. You know you're legit when you're on Spotify. Well, it's not easy to get on Spotify.
Oh, they have 5 followers already.
I am one of them. Are you one of them?
No, I'll become one of them.
Number 6?
Yeah, they have no concert listings, in case you guys were wondering. I'm going to try and see if there's anything on Facebook. But why don't we hop into our next song?
What we got, Alex? What's the song?
Let's play, you know, it said Silliest Drummer. Let's play Melancholy Paper Drum by Active Bird Community.
All right, Active Bird Community. Let's give it a listen.
I sink like heavy stones, rather be left alone to stare at the purple sun. Melancholy paper drum, everything you have is real. Just depends on how you feel.
Alright, we are back. That was Melancholy Paper Drum by the Active Bird Community. Alex is in the bathroom. So, it's just me and Leah. Just chilling.
Are you going to pick a song to play next?
Yeah, I'm going to wait for Alex to get back, though. Oh, here he comes. Him. He's coming. Oh. Maybe?
I don't see him.
I just realized this is the week of Halloween, and we didn't do a Halloween-themed show, so we might have to play a little bit of a Halloween song at the end of the show to round it out. Up next, we got a song. It's different than the one we just played.
What?
It's very different. It's like pop punk, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the song I just played?
No. The one that I'm about to play.
Oh, okay.
So you know the band Water Parks?
I don't think so.
No, okay. I've been listening to them a lot recently. This is their song, Royal, from their album from 2016 called Double Dare. That's all there is to it. We're going to play it in a sec. We're going to play it right now, actually.
Sit down, the gold rush in my head because we're out of work.
I'm living proof of compromise. Be back in time with no return. I'm sick of being in Houston. I'm sick of everything. I've been around enough to get used to. I'm proof of consequences and exhausting common sense. And I kill what I built, a common misconfidence. But I'm just not in the picture. Maybe I missed the frame. Maybe I'm seconds late, always late. Worked myself to death, don't believe me, ask Jeff. And I'm doing alright, but it's alright enough. Cause I'm living my dreams, but I live at home. Cause everything is on the down low.
Welcome back. That was Royal by Water Parks. Alex brought his Switch today. It's exciting. We got to play some Ultimate Chicken Horse there, Alex.
Well, we could if I had a third Joy-Con, but I don't have a third Joy-Con. Unless you want to play without me. Some exclusion.
We got to show you what it's all about
first. Yeah, I know.
Oh, get the idea.
All right. All set for Halloween, Alex?
Not really. Well, I don't think there's a Frisbee home tournament. So some alumni are coming back. We're going to be playing some Frisbee.
On Saturday.
Hmm. And I don't think the social event for the night where we're all going to hang out, get to know what's going on in these people's lives, is going to be Halloween themed.
Oh.
Because I think it was voted not to be Halloween themed by alumni.
That's sort of lame.
Well, you know, you can do Halloween. I did Halloween last weekend, kind of.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird. It's always weird. Every year, it's like people are like, "When's Halloween?" They should just
say it's like the last weekend.
There's actually a lot of petitions to do that in a lot of states and stuff to just make it the last.
That's the wrong Saturday.
But I don't want that either. So I guess.
Why do you want that?
Well, I just feel like as a kid, like. That was part of why Halloween was so cool. I always liked Halloween more when it was on a weekday as a kid.
Oh.
Because, like, then it was like, oh, it's like you go to school and you dress up and, like, you come home and you don't have any homework and eat a bunch of candy and stay up late on a weekday, which was, like, different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I particularly have any memories of, like, I don't know. I don't have, like, memory of it being, like, on a weekday. I guess it would be.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. You know what? I think it was my... When was the last time you went trick-or-treating? How old were you? Like, what grade?
Honestly, I did it junior year of high school was the last time I did it.
Junior... I think I also did it junior year one, but that's... Or maybe it was my freshman year, because I think in eighth grade it was, like, Sandy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, my ninth grade, your eighth grade was Hurricane Sandy. And they canceled Halloween.
Yeah.
I remember they sent out an email or something that was like,
Halloween's canceled.
It was really sad. I remember. And they like sent out an email to everyone in town or called everyone and said, like, it was like the first week in November, like, expect trick-or-treaters, basically. And I remember doing it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go out the... That next day, or like the, I guess the new and improved date. I don't think any trick or treaters happened.
I think I did it. I don't remember, to be honest. But
yeah, I did it until freshman year, and then sophomore year, it snowed on Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
It's busting for you.
There's a controller.
Oh boy. Ready to jump into this next song?
Yeah.
What do we got? Let's pick a long one so that we can play for a little while.
I actually...
King Eternal?
Yeah, I was putting on a whole 6-minute song, and I was like, oh wait, that's 6 minutes long. Let's not put that one on. TV on the Radio, King Eternal. Decent song, I guess.
I know TV on the Radio.
Pretty famous band, I think.
Yeah.
Make a lot of interesting kind of music.
Let's hit it.
Thank you.
And welcome back. That was King Eternal by TV on the Radio.
I don't think you can, but TV on the Radio very successfully.
Yeah, I don't know if that works. Sort of missing a key component of...
TV.
TV.
Well, you could broadcast it over radio waves, just not like what we call radio.
Get some
physics in there.
You think that's what it means? You think that's what they were thinking?
I don't think so.
TV on the Radio?
What do you think, Leah? Even though people can't really hear you.
I don't know. I don't know if that much thought was put into it. It just kind of sounds like a cool name.
It does sound like a cool
it
name.
Is, yeah, I like it.
How are classes? Finals last week? Or midterms last week?
I had two exams, yeah.
What about you?
I had three.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
It was a busy week.
Like all one day or split up?
I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay. Got that one night study in?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got any last week?
Yeah, I had one on Friday for statistics.
Oh. Statistics.
Yeah, then I have a presentation in Buddhism tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Teresa's talking about it.
Teresa's in your group. Not to call you out over the air or anything.
Yeah.
She said to tell you to finish your slides.
I'll finish my slides.
She said she was worried.
I was going to do it around this time, but I forgot that we had our show, as I do every week.
Yeah.
But then you remind me, and I do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a text message.
Oh, is it from Teresa? Do you slides?
No, we were like, oh, let's start a group me, and then it never got started.
Mm.
It's kind of like one of those groups that are slightly like too large, and like people don't really know each other.
How many people are in your group?
Six.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
What are you presenting on? Buddhism?
Like, we had to read this chapter in this book thing. You got to present it on the book
emptiness.
Thing. Emptiness. And I got to talk about...
It was weird.
Objects and non-objects.
Emptiness sounds like Alex's presentation.
Oh,
got him.
Well, it goes a little deeper than that. You would understand the philosophical things of emptiness, but that's okay.
That's,
I do have a slide up, and I have a sentence on it.
No.
So,
let's do another one of your songs because I'm out of songs until the Monster Mash, but I want to save that till last. Oh, actually, no, I'm not out of songs. What am I talking about?
Also, you can't go telling people. You got a surprise song up there. You got to keep it, you know, right till the end.
We played the surprise song.
Well, no, Monster Mash. You got to be like, oh, and it's Halloween.
The surprise song was the Ben Gordon.
Yeah. Spooky.
But this is called Lava. It's by an artist named Still Woozy. That's all I got. That's all I got for him. It's from the Lately EP. Came out beginning of this year, I think.
That has some crazy album art.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Wow.
Got
any spooky noises you can make? Oh, there's a ghost.
You could be like a door. You could be like...
It's not very spooky.
Our door doesn't make the sound.
That's a very lightweight door.
Yeah, it's like hollow. Like, I feel like you could punch a hole in it if you wanted to. Not that you should. But you know those like prop, like walls and things,
yeah,
for when you
got
in a movie and stuff. It's like that. I feel like, but a door.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a little. You know, it's like kind of like that foam stuff, so it's a little more soundproof,
yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
I don't really know.
All right, here we go. This is Lava by Still Woozy.
Seeming real funny in my eye, so maybe I'm fixing.
Come on,
I'm fixing to die.
But
you know, I love it when you hit the end and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. It always happens so fast, just like that, just like that.
You never leave my mind.
Come on,
but why would you have? gonna get a rise from you, and that's what I do, yeah. You know I love it when you do. You know I love it when you hit the bed and run around yelling. That's when I'm melting. When I'm melting. Yeah, I know it's fine. That's all I can do. I know it's mine.
That was Lava by Still Woozy, and you just heard Desire by Current Joys. You know what, Alex? I'm going to save that song.
Current Joys is a great band. They're great live. Best band I've ever seen live.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Really good.
Where'd you see him?
Brooklyn. I saw him last year.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, I played a lot of Current Joys last semester on this show.
I dig him. Looks like we got another song from you.
Oh, let me go back to the...
TV song.
Oh, TV song. The song I haven't actually listened to. I listened to like 10 seconds of it. And I was just like, I went through some albums that I had saved. And I was like, let's throw this on. And it's very chill, I think.
Cool.
By Nana Grizzol. 82,000 monthly listeners.
Nice.
Sorry, let's hit facts.
Let's hit it.
Since the day I let you in, feelings are cosmopolitan. Don't you know I tried so hard? With my voice, but I'm on eggshells when I walk around the living room. 'Cause at the end of the day, my nightly news is inundated with your views. I start to think there isn't nothing I can do. 'Cause you move mountains with your anger, you swell oceans when you're sad, and you start wars with your rejoicing, and you treated me so bad.
Back. That was TV song by Nana Grizzol.
Little game update. Play some Ultimate Chicken Horse, and I beat Matt Gerber, of course.
As usual, Alex is always beating.
Playing Smash, I beat you. I beat you in tennis. I'll beat you in tennis, maybe.
Like real tennis?
Real tennis.
Oh.
Maybe virtual tennis. Maybe. I don't think I've ever played virtual tennis.
Hmm.
You ever play tennis?
Real tennis?
Yeah.
I used to play when I was in like fourth grade, I think. Little tennis.
Were you a young prodigy?
No, I was not.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Could have been the next Lionel Messi. I know Messi's a soccer player.
I was going to say, I didn't think that one lined up. We got to get one more song for you guys before our last song here, which I guess I already gave away, but you know, we'll get there. It's still no surprise, really, if you think about it.
Well, happy Halloween.
I guess I can play the clean version of this song. I like this. Yeah, I'll do that. It's called Original Me. It's by Youngblood, featuring Dan Reynolds. You guys know Dan Reynolds?
I do not know Dan Reynolds.
Lead singer of Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I do know the band. Yes. You know the band?
I know Imagine Dragons.
You ever heard Radioactive?
Yes.
Someone's called?
So this is, yeah, this is Youngblood featuring Dan Reynolds. This is the clean version. I apologize for the blank spaces that you're going to hear. There's not that many curse words in the song, I don't think. But anyways, here's Original Me. Once again, that was Original Me by Youngblood featuring Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons. All right, last song of the night for you, coming at you. A little bit of a Halloween song, a little bit of a classic. It's Halloween on Thursday, so good luck to everyone celebrating. Have fun. Happy Halloween.
Go trick-or-treating if you're the right age, get or some, if you have children.
Get some candy. Get some, you know, have fun.
Yeah. Hope for the good ones and not the bad ones. What worst and best Halloween candy?
Reese's.
Reese's as worst or best?
Best.
What about worst?
Whoppers. I really don't like Whoppers.
Which one are Whoppers?
This is like the malted milk ball.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Whoppers.
Hmm. What about you, Alex?
I think best, Milk Duds.
Ooh, Milk Duds are good.
But they do stick in your teeth pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I think... I used to hate the Whoppers. So I used to also confuse the Whoppers and the Milk Duds. Mm-hmm. And that was always disappointing. But what about when, pretzels? I'm not a fan when you receive the pretzels.
I love the pretzels.
You love the pretzels.
Yeah.
Like even now or like even as a kid?
Anytime. Anytime. Now and as a kid. Because the thing about the pretzels that people don't realize is, or I guess, that people don't appreciate, I should say, is that when you go and trick-or-treating as a kid, obviously you come home with a whole bag of pretzels. It's not a good time.
Yeah.
Right. But you come on home and you got a big bag of candy, you're eating a lot of candy, and you need a break from all the sugar, you take a nice salty pretzel snack. Or you do what I did, and what my mom did when I was a kid, is you pack it. She'd always pack the pretzels in my lunch the next day. That was a nice little treat. I always liked that a lot. Yeah. And like maybe like a little piece of candy too. I always liked that. That was good.
I think one of the big problems with the pretzels is like if like the bag opened, then you get a bunch of salt all over the bottom of your bag.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that was never fun.
Because I always kept my candy in my... in my sack for like a week,
yeah,
or however long.
In a big pillowcase, and then it would like smell like chocolate.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember I used to have when I was like really little. I used to have like the little plastic bucket, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then eventually you graduated to the pillowcase
when you finally get to start walking fast
by yourself. You know, it felt so cool with that pillowcase.
Yeah,
my best and worst Halloween candy. Worst is Dots. Like the little gumdrop things that come in the yellow box.
Oh, I feel like I never really got those.
I think they're disgusting. I think they taste like nothing.
Uh-huh. What?
They taste like sugar.
Yeah.
They're not even like sweet, though. They're like just kind of bland. Best Halloween candy, Almond Joys. I think they're amazing.
Oh, I do not agree. I don't like coconut, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like all coconut, so.
Yeah.
All right, now that you're in the holiday Halloween spirit, we're going to play some Monster Mash for you by Bobby Boris Pickett. Here we go.
Oh, wait, maybe we should give out a spooky PSA. This Halloween, watch out for ghosts.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah. There we go.
Hold on, I'm trying to get back to this song. It's not.
Got any more PSAs?
Yeah, Mac River.
Watch out for witches.
Really letting down the station with these PSAs.
It's all right. Here we go.
Okay.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash. Mash good! Easy, God, you impetuous young boy! Mash good!
Monster Mash!
For sure. And we are back. That was the Monster Mash. Happy Halloween, everyone. Thanks for listening to our show. Tune in next week for some
Halloween
music.
Yeah, some conversation.
Oh, I got an exam.
It'll be November.
Time. Yeah.
We're going, Laugh Lehigh, Frisbee Home Tournament.
November.
We got a lot
of my
stuff
favorite
about.
Seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, months.
It's my favorite year.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a happy Halloween. See you next week.
Stay safe out there.
I really gotta write.